Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know when you hear that song what that means. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And in the house today, I have our guest, Randy Lambert, who is the, I guess, what's your, are you the chief executive director, professional president? I mean, you're the big guy, the big chief. Oh, wait, I turned your mic on. That's always helpful. Say that again. They call you what?
They call me Chief.
There you go. Chief. He is the chief for Santa Rosa County Animal Services and, of course, the animal shelter. And with us today, she's been on the show before, Michaela Garcia. She is the president of the Friends of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. So lots to talk about this morning, so let's get right to it. Tell us what's happening and what can we do to help, because clearly we have a crisis of an abundance of animals in all of our shelters. So how can we help?
So, yeah, I brought Michaela in today to kind of talk about how her organization is helping the animals at the shelter. And she's here to kind of pass the word along about what her organization has done for us, which has been a tremendous support for us. But she's also looking for some new members. So,
okay, yeah. So tell us, how do we become a how do we help? How do we become a member?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am the president of the Friends of. So we're actually the nonprofit that supports the shelter. We're the 501c3. So we fill a lot of gaps for them. There's grants that they may not be eligible for, allocations of funding. We have a lot more flexibility with that with our donors.
So is that because the shelter is a county considered a government agency versus a nonprofit?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So we work in tandem with them to accomplish a lot of goals. Like this year, we purchased a tub for them, which was huge for the dogs and the staff.
Yeah, this walk-in dog wash tub is phenomenal. So we don't have to break our backs to put this 75-pound into the wash tub that they barely fit into. We've got this wash tub now that we can open the door. They just walk right up in there and get hosed off and get nice and clean. It's phenomenal.
Things like that are huge.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for the animals, but it's great for our staff because they don't have to pick this big boy up and put him in there.
So, right. And by the way, I brought some towels.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking about things you can donate. So I've been doing some spring cleaning.
Absolutely.
And so they were telling me, this, we talked earlier in the week, that you can bring, towels and things that rather than just throw them away,
absolutely,
you can use them for bathing the dogs.
So absolutely.
Don't let me forget to give them to
you. We'll put them to good use for sure.
Absolutely.
So continue what you were saying about how people can get involved with your organization.
So for the Friends of, the easiest way to get involved is to go to our social media, go to our link tree in there. We have a membership application. You can also email us at thefriendsofsrcanimalshelter@gmail.com. We're really looking for people of all walks of life. If you're into grant writing, just learning more, if you love animals, event planning, anything and everything. It helps us coordinate, fundraise, and then ultimately help the shelter with things like the tub, or we purchased cat scratchers this year. We've done quite a bit of things. We did the microchip readers for the fire departments last year too.
That was huge.
That's great.
That was huge. Putting microchip readers into most of the fire departments in Santa Rosa County, which allows people to go to their local fire department, which is right down the road,
right,
and have it scanned to get that unique number so we can find the owner for this animal and get them back to their home.
Wow, that's really great.
That was awesome.
That is great. Okay. So doing those kinds of things can then, of course, assist what they can't do because they're busy taking care of the animals, quite frankly.
Yes. And Randy is always talking about their staff does so much. So we're here to support them. We're all volunteer-based, so we don't get paid or anything. We're just here to help in any capacity we can. Mm-hmm. But our most limited resource right now is really the people part, right? We have great donors. We have great ambitions, lots of ideas. We just need the people to help continue to execute it, especially as some of our board members go through like life changes. So they might be stepping away a little bit more now. So
we really
need some people to kind of step up and help us out to continue the organization.
So in terms of volunteers, excuse me, we talked about this a little bit the other day, but I love the Doggy Day Out and things like programs like that that you do. So talk about that in case somebody would like to, they can't necessarily adopt right now, but maybe they could help out at the shelter.
So that's actually done through the shelter. Doggy Day Outs are done through the shelter.
Uh-huh.
But what the Friends of group does is they do pack walks.
Oh.
They'll come in and take the dogs out on a group, ever how many volunteers that they can get from their organization to take the dogs out on a pack walk and get them out, walk them a little bit. When it's so hot, it's kind of tough. We need to do it early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But, during the fall and spring and winter times, you know, they what on Saturdays, Sundays?
Oh, for the pack walks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually do it on Sundays. Pup cups for the summertime. So walking's a lot more limited right now. Mm-hmm. So we're doing pup cup fundraisers are one of our big things.
Well, you have to explain what a pup cup It's so hard to say.
Pup fundraiser. Is. Yes. It's basically ice cream for the dogs, right? Mm-hmm. It's so hot out. It's a lot of fun, both for us and for the dogs, obviously, as a cool little treat to enrich their day. But that's a big thing that we are kind of doing through summer to enrich them. So we go around the kennels and we pass out ice cream to all of them. So if you guys want to do volunteer things just to make those animals' days, that would be huge for us to get involved, or even just volunteering at the shelter. A lot of our members are volunteers at the shelter as well to work with the animals.
I like
regularly.
The pup cup idea. That just sounds like fun, because you know those little dogs' tails are a wagon when they see those coming.
Oh my goodness. It is so cute, and it's so funny because they all have like different personalities when they do it, right? You have the ones who want you to hold it, and then the ones who like take the whole cone and run away with it.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun to see their personalities show, especially when they're locked in a stressful environment,
sure.
like a kennel, right? To give them that fun little outlet. So Yeah.
So some other things that they've contributed, fundraising and bought for us was not very sexy, but bought us a new dryer, which really makes life so much easier and drying.
Things like that people don't think about.
You don't think about it. And it's an industrial sized dryer. It's not the $400 dryer that you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever. You know, it took some fundraising to get this. Another big thing that they've stepped up for us was we have these kennels that we put in an area where I call a courtyard. Where it's just a temporary spot to put the dog, you know, just for a few minutes, maybe while we're cleaning an area and we need to move the dog into there. And it gets them an opportunity to get some sunshine and what have you. We had set kennels up in there, and the dogs had started digging and what have you. And I said to Michaela, I said, you know, if they had a concrete pad there, that'd be awesome.
Mm.
And you know what? In about less than a month, we had two concrete pads.
Oh, really? Good for you.
It's honestly been amazing. Yeah. Before we even started this podcast, I was telling Randy, I was like, you know what's crazy? All of our goals we've set this year, like, we've just knocked them out so quick, right?
This is June, by the way.
Yes. We need help. I mean, there's how many dogs and cats right now in your care?
Oh, my goodness. Right now we have 344. At the actual shelter, we have 115, but which, you know, leads us to where are the rest? They're in foster care. We have a tremendous foster program. And we're always looking for more fosters. It's an easy program. Fostering is so simple. What do you give? You give the love, the care. We give you the food, the bed, the collars, the medical treatment, whatever it is that's needed. We're giving all of that. You just need to give them a home that's not in the shelter.
Right. And it can be for any length of time, correct?
Absolutely. It could be overnight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just need you to hold this dog overnight, this cat overnight, until we can get something a little bit more long-term set up. Sometimes it's, you know, a couple of weeks. It's at your discretion. What it is that you're able to give is what we will do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the first time I heard the expression foster fail, I thought, oh gosh, something bad must have happened, to only learn that I would be a candidate for foster fail, because the minute that dog's in my house, they're not leaving.
Right, that happens.
So I have a feeling that I have sneaking suspicion about that. But that's a great thing. So people can be fosters. So if I wanted to become a friend, how do I get in touch with you? How do I sign up? What are some of the things that we can do?
Yeah, so the best way to get a hold of us is through our social media. So we have Facebook and we have an Instagram, Friends of SRC Animal Shelter. And you can just hit our link tree or send us a message. In our link tree, we have a link to our membership application, just so we can have your information. We can email you, text you, kind of keep you up to date with our volunteer opportunities.
Does the group get together and meet?
Yes,
okay.
We do.
So like a regular meeting or anything like that?
We get together every single month. A lot of them are virtual. So I know the shelter is up in Milton. So a lot of people, especially Santa Rosa, is so large, right?
Of course.
It's like a 40-minute drive from the South End up mm-hmm. to the North End. And I know that's a limiting factor for a lot of people, but the thing with the Friends Of is we swap from North to South to kind of accommodate everybody.
Oh, good idea.
And we do virtual meetings as well. So mm-hmm. even if you can't drive or necessarily be with the animals, or maybe some people have like physical limitations and they can't work directly, or they're worried they're going to foster fail and adopt every single dog in the shelter, right?
Right.
We have opportunities outside of that for you to still contribute, right?
Okay. Well, we're talking this morning with Michaela Garcia. She is the president of the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And the big chief is here, Randy Lambert. We're going to come back and talk more about some of their needs and donations and ways that you can help. We'll be back with Pep Talk. And if you have a question, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday, talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Animal Shelter. Y'all had a big event this week that I think you deserve a little credit for, because you had quite, I think, it was very successful, just in my humble opinion.
Yeah, we've been continuing our community cat program. Yesterday, we took in 47 cats. They have left the building now. They spent the night, and they have left the building to go back to where they came from. They were all spayed or neutered.
These were feral cats.
Feral cats. Mm-hmm. They got their left ear tipped.
Tipped.
And so, you know, we're on pace to do that probably north of 150 animals this month.
Wow.
So far.
That's amazing. And that's really the problem, getting to the root of the problem of this overpopulation right now.
Right. We do hear some critics say that that's not the right way to do it. And everybody's, you know, they can give their opinion. But we have seen a huge impact mm-hmm. in the number of feral cats or just litters that are being born. And people are saying, hey, look, I found this under my house or in mm-hmm. my car.
Abandoned.
Right. The numbers have dwindled down tremendously over the last couple of years because we've been doing this for quite some time. But been really heavy on it for the last 2 or 3 years, and everybody says it's seeing a huge impact.
And it's free.
It's free.
And that's amazing, because if you go somewhere to get it done, it is somewhat expensive.
Yeah, $300, $400, $500, $600 kind of expensive.
So hats off to you. I just want to be sure that you mentioned that, because that makes a big difference. So one of the things, too, is that I was at the shelter, years ago, but what if I wanted to take a tour? What do I need to do? Just to find out, maybe kind of get there and find out how I can help.
Yeah, there's a misconception of shelters. I'll say a bad word. They're the pound. We're not the pound. We are Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and we are the shelter. I invite anyone who wants to come by and take a tour. I can give you the nickel tour or the 25-cent tour, whichever one you're looking for, and you know, get you into the backside of the shelter and see, you know, what's really happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, answer any questions that you have and just, you know, help you fall in love with it the way all of us have.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old shelter, and as an old friend of mine would say, been through the wars, but we're doing great work. My mm-hmm. staff is absolutely phenomenal, and we hit a home run every day, or at least try to.
Absolutely. And where are you located?
Oh, so we're at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, just beside the Emergency Management Center.
Mm-hmm. What are your hours?
Oh, the hours are...
And days, I guess, that you're open for visitors?
Yeah, those are pretty easy. We've kind of changed those around a little bit to try to make them more consistent. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11:30 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesdays, we're open a little late. We are open from 11:30 to 6:30.
Well, that's good. So folks can come after work.
Absolutely.
But you are open tomorrow.
We are. Yes,
okay.
We are.
And what's the time? 11:30 to?
11:30 to 4.
Okay. So if I wanted to come and take a look at some of the animals, maybe I'm thinking about adopting, can I just show up?
You can absolutely show up, or you can go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov, and there's a place to schedule an appointment to come in to either visit with dogs or cats or both. And then, you know, we'll make sure that we have somebody lined up to show you the animals that you're looking for.
Okay. So Michaela is here with the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Shelter. So what's your favorite thing that you do, Michaela? When you volunteer, what do you like doing the most?
Oh, man.
besides the pup cups.
I can't mention that one again. That one is by far my favorite, right? I do love bringing the dogs to events and seeing them interact. And again, outside of that kennel space, getting them to be dogs, right? Mm-hmm, getting mm-hmm. them to walk and interact, because there's so many amazing dogs. We were just talking about how a lot of them, you know, they've been there a while, and all the volunteers and the staff are like, why are you still here? Aww. Like, you're sweet. You're great with dogs and kids and people and gorgeous dogs. So mm-hmm. getting to see them in the real world is such a blessing and such an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, typically, how long is a dog there? Is there a typical?
It can vary. Mm-hmm. It just depends. If it's a small dog, it's probably going to go quick.
Mm-hmm.
Other dogs are going to maybe stay a little longer. But we try to find an opportunity for them to find their forever home by whatever means, either by sending to another rescue, wherever that may be, or doing adoption events and what have you. Which, by the way, we have one coming up. It's a partnership we're doing with the Scambia Shelter.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Right?
Mention
that.
Pensacola Humane Society. We're doing the mega event. It's an adoption event at the Haji Temple on 9 Mile Road. It's going to be on the 28th from 10 to 1. And one of the things that Michaela just said about taking dogs, showing dogs at events, that's what we really need help with, because the way the dog shows in its kennel mm-hmm. and the way it shows out of the kennel can be way different, drastically different. Most of the dogs are going to be very chilled out, just mm-hmm. kind of hanging out. But in the kennels, when the one next to them is barking, then they decide they have to bark too.
Right.
And then everybody's barking and it's loud and crazy. So these events is where we really need help with handlers. What we don't want to do is we don't want to go to one of these events and bring 20 dogs and have three people that can handle them. We mm-hmm. want a handler per dog so that they can manage that dog and make sure that that dog is getting the care that it needs while it's out at this event, whether it's going for a walk or just having some time to get away and not have so much of a stimulation of having all the people around,
right.
whatever it may be.
So if I wanted to help, say, with that event specifically, how could I sign up?
You can come in, again, to the shelter, or go to our website and just become a volunteer with us
mm-hmm.
Or with the Friends Up group, either or.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here talking about Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and how you can help. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll do our best to get to it. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Just a couple minutes left, Randy. What would you like to share with everyone? Some of the needs you might have, things that are happening?
Yes, really our biggest needs are in no particular order, but just fosters. If you want to be a foster, volunteer, come in and volunteer with us. Volunteering for us can be anything. It can be helping with some administrative things. It could be doing laundry, washing dishes. It can be actually walking dogs, feeding dogs, cats, cleaning cats, whatever it may be. There's a wide array of things that can be done. So we're looking for those. Probably our biggest need when it comes to people is we need a veterinarian. We need a county veterinarian. I've gotten that approved through the county. I think it's a very attractive, very competitive position relative to the other counties around and how their shelters are staffed with veterinarians. We need that position filled so that we can continue to do these things for the public and making sure that we're ensuring public safety and making sure the animals are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone was interested in that or knows somebody that might be a good candidate?
Yeah. You know what? I'd appreciate you just giving me a call at 850-983-4680. Or you can shoot me an email at randyl@santarosa.fl.gov. And let's talk about it. Again, if somebody wants to come in and take a tour, I'd love to give you a tour of the shelter, show you what all is going on, show you the things that we have. A lot of people who walk into the shelter who haven't been there before think it's just going to be some dark, dingy, understaffed, ill-equipped place.
It's not that.
We've got a great surgical suite that will blow your socks off.
All right. So thank you so much to Randy Lambert. He's the Chief of Animal Services and here in Santa Rosa County. Also, Michaela Garcia was here with the Friends. So sign up to be a friend. They need volunteers, donations. I'm going to throw out my favorite thing. You can donate Amazon.com. They have their wish list, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you all so much for being here. Have a great weekend. Say hi to all my buddies at the animal shelter.
Thank you.